Welcome back to This Green Earth Special Sundance Edition. Nell Larson to my left, I'm Chris Cherniak, and joining us is Jerem Rowland. He's the manager of film music programming for Sundance. Is that correct, Jerem?
Yep.
Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's been close. So you've got a lot. We got your list.
There's a bunch going on musically, yeah.
And obviously different venues, different days.
But give us an overview of the music program at Sundance. What pieces are there to this puzzle?
Well, so year-round we support composers for music programs, similar to how the Institute supports screenwriters and directors. We also have programs for composers. But here at the festival, we bring together a whole bunch of music, and it's kind of confusing, so I'm just going to lay it out for you guys.
Perfect.
The main place for music, official music at Sundance, is the Festival Music Cafe, which is Rich Haynes' gallery here in town, 751 Main Street.
Okay.
And there's two activations there. During the day is the Sundance ASCAP Music Cafe, which is a program that has been going on here at the festival for, I think, 15 years now. And they've really kind of defined official music at the festival.
And the ASCAP stands for?
The American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're an amazing guild for singer-songwriters. They've been around for, I think this is their 100th year anniversary of ASCAP, actually.
So wow.
They bring out a lot of artists to us that have an interest in connecting with the film community, connecting with directors, and so it's really exciting. That's during the day. Mm-hmm. Doors open at 1:30 p.m. for that, and we run shows from 2 to 6. And we usually do 4 or 5 acts a day. The most current schedule is online. As you know, rock and roll, people drop out. We book people left and right. We're
really?
Booking people still. Yeah, really, right?
You guys still booking.
They just don't show
up. Sometimes they don't show up. Sometimes new people show up, right? Yeah. So, and then in the evening, in that same space, back for the second year is KCRW, who, you know, the local LA radio station.
Yes.
In addition to their broadcast piece that they're doing, they also help us produce 3 nights of live music at the Music Cafe, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay. Fantastic. So who are some of the highlights?
So some of the highlights during the day, Robert DeLong is this amazing electronic artist from Seattle. He's about to blow up. You know, the showcase for ASCAP is really a discovery showcase, kind of mixed in with some, you know, iconic players. But really it's people who are on the verge of breaking out. And I think Robert's a big one.
I agree. I actually listened to several of these artists. He was one of them.
Yeah.
I like his sound.
He's extraordinary.
Kind of one-man electric band, as he's described.
Yeah, his live show is really unique. The Mowglis have a big hit out on radio right now. San Francisco is their single. Really great. For the country fans, we have this amazing CMA songwriters in the round, the top 3 CMA songwriters of the year, including Brandi Clark. They're all going to play, and Leanne Womack, the country legend. Diva extraordinaire is going to sing with them. Sarah Lee Guthrie, Woody Guthrie's granddaughter, has a new act. She's going to be playing there. A couple things related to the film program. Years and Years is fronted by Ollie Alexander, who's starring in God Help the Girl, Stuart Murdoch from Belle and Sebastian, his film. It's okay. In a world competition. Ray Spoon is the artist featured in the world documentary competition film My Prairie Home. So those are some, you know, there's so many. 4 to 5 acts a day. So anyone, come down, check out one set all day.
Sandra Lurch.
Sandra Lurch, yeah. Amazing.
Know, if only for his tune Phantom Punch.
Right.
Probably the the best, one of the best pop songs of 2012. He's a great artist.
He's a great artist, and he's the composer on Sleepwalker, the film.
At
the festival, yeah.
So how do you go about choosing all the, I mean, obviously there are countless artists out there. How do you get it down to 4 to 5 acts a day?
Well, you know, it's people that really want to come out and, again, connect with the film community. Loretta Munoz from ASCAP, who's the producer of the showcase, has been doing it for so long. Again, these are artists who really want to connect with the film community, come out, have fun with us at Sundance.
And are they applying like the films are, or are they selected?
They're selected, yeah. But, I mean, we do have, you know, so many people want to come play for us. The other two things, music-wise, that go on at the festival...
We got sidetracked there.
Our official kind of key tentpole event, if you will, is called Celebration at Music and Film, which happens Sunday night at the Sundance House. And that's a program produced by the film music program here at Sundance that's all film-related artists. And this year, it's going to be extraordinary. Ray Spoon is going to open for us from My Prairie Home. And then the artist from Lowdown, which is a film in competition at the festival celebrating the life of jazz legend Joe Albany. We're going to do a jazz set to him featuring Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, the composer Ohad Telmore, and Elle Fanning will be doing a reading live at that event as well. And then the Fela Band is going to be playing to top it all off that night from Alex Gibney's documentary about Fela Kuti for that evening. So
fantastic. Well, it's in a great list. It all starts tomorrow.
It all starts tomorrow. Kicks off tomorrow at 1:30.
And like you say, there's typically five acts during the afternoon.
Four or five acts. KCRW has about two or three acts each night. And these are open to all credential holders and public as space allows. So
you don't need to buy a ticket in advance.
You do need to have credentials. We give priority access to credentials, yet,
okay.
But there's no tickets
okay.
for all the Music Cafe stuff. So we get packed in there, though.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah. I've experienced that. So
it's
let's
warm.
Talk a little bit about the role of music in film. I think it's something we overlook a lot. You hardly realize that there's music going on in the background of the film.
Well, I think that's a good thing when you hardly realize
right.
it, right? Because you want that synergy between, you know, music is just one of the tools that helps create a successful film. And a good composer is someone who's going to work with the vision of the director, come in there, be a team player, and not take over, not have to have their style, if you will, and really be a tool of creativity to lend to the overall vision of the film. And yeah, you're seeing a really amazing trend where a lot of different unique artists are scoring films. A lot of rock artists, a lot of pop artists are now kind of getting in the film music game alongside these traditional composers, as we saw the Golden Globe winner, Alex Ebert, just won, you know, from Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros, and, you know,
right.
alongside composers like Hans Zimmer. It's really like an open field in terms of film music these days. It's extraordinary.
How did you get involved in all this?
You know, I've been working for the Institute on and off for about 10 years, and I started actually running the Music Cafe a couple years ago, and then transferred over to film music. I'm an old musician myself and a composer, so just sort of a natural fit. I've always kind of been the music guy here at Sundance, and as we've grown bigger and bigger, I've just kind of, you know, bitten off more than we can chew.
Who have you seen in past years that have used this festival as a springboard to bigger and brighter things?
Oh my goodness, you know, we had an artist, Mike Posner, a couple years ago who played at the Music Cafe and then went on to have, you know, like two number one hits that same year. The Civil Wars came through a couple years ago, an extraordinary act, and we actually connected them with a filmmaker there, and they scored a film that came back to the festival, and I, for the life of me, can't remember.
Right.
But we've made a few really, really great connections, and that's, again, what this is about, is connecting musical artists with directors and screenwriters. And
I can't understand why any music artist would turn down the opportunity to play
right.
Sundance.
Yeah, I know.
Or not show up or suddenly have a change in their schedule. I need
yeah.
to be in Boise.
Busy with something
yeah.
else.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah,
something
you know,
better
there's,
came
yeah,
up.
There's so much, and there's so much music happening at the festival. It's really great.
Yeah.
So
well,
tell us, you're based in LA, is
mm-hmm.
that right?
Yep, yep.
But you mentioned before the show you're actually from here in Utah.
Yes, I am. I'm actually from Orem, Utah. I'm a Utah County boy, through and through. Trevor and I both are Utah natives,
right.
so yeah.
Locally grown,
which is so exciting for us to be able to, you know, come back here and do this event locally year to year. It's
well, Jerem Rowland,
fantastic.
He's the manager of music programming for Sundance. Again, thanks for sharing with us. Great list of entertainers coming starting tomorrow at 751 Main Street. One location, another location, 51 Main Street,
mm-hmm.
Park City, and in Salt Lake City.
Yes, there's a Salt Lake City Cafe, yes, as well. Check online for their listing as well.
All right. You see Jeremy Messersmith, The Wind and the Wave, Richie Sambora.
Yeah, Richie Sambora we added.
Jeremiah
Messersmith. There's some really, yeah.
Monarch,
yes.
Sludge, doom, metal.
Yeah, some doom metal.
I don't even know what sludge.
I don't, yeah,
is
I know these new
but
categories.
You can kind of imagine.
You have to add
yeah,
sludge.
To
it's
it.
Like drudge, doom, yeah. These categories, they're getting out of control.
That's tomorrow. All right. Thanks.
Hey, thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, and we'll look forward to listening. And people can go online? Real quick.
They do. That's where the most current schedule resides, is online on our online film guide, sundance.org.
Perfect.
All right.
Thanks again for joining us.
Hey, thank you guys for having me.
All right, let's take a quick break for some underwriters when we come back. The show continues.
That's right. We'll
guest.
Be speaking with Michael Rosato Bennett, director of Alive Inside, a story of music and memory.
Rocky Mountain Power is proud to support KPCW and This Green Earth. Rocky Mountain Power Watt Smart New Homes program offers incentives for building a new energy-efficient home that can help you enjoy year-round comfort, higher resale value, and lower energy bills. To learn more or find a builder in your area, wattsmart.com.
Park City Restore is grateful for the many hands that have made it successful. Your gift of time means more affordable housing services are available locally through Habitat for Humanity. Plus, volunteering at the Restore gives you a first look at the amazing treasures donated for resale. Learn how you can get involved at habitat-utah.org. Click on the big yellow volunteer button. Habitat for Humanity of Summit and Wasatch Counties is a nonprofit organization.